Welcome to Ed Show 107. I'm joined by the awesome Heike from Germany.
From Germany, yeah.
Doing your second Ed Show with us here in the studio. And we've got an interview coming up a little later on. But before we do that, we're going to do the news. And a few things happened recently. You were looking at the information about Computex.
Yes, I do. So, at the Computex, we announced pretty new, awesome devices. So, a couple of devices for tablets, but also phones. Let's start with the tablets. We have, for example, this Toshiba 7-inch device, which is pretty small,
awesome. Pretty small, tiny.
And you were saying something about the good price.
Yeah. So the one of the really cool things about those smaller form factors, when we start to see those smaller form factors device, the smaller screen actually means that we don't charge a license fee to the OEM, and as a result, that brings the price of the device down. So we're starting to see those lower cost devices starting to enter the market. As a result of some of the stuff at Computex.
Cool. Same for the phones. So if you scroll down a little bit, I think we have these new phones here.
Yeah, exactly.
Blue, a new partner.
Yeah, and Prestigo as well. And beautiful devices. I mean, cool colors. Kind of interesting. I'm kind of thinking you could probably rock the neon yellow slightly
better. Oh, the blue one. You know me.
Well, this is true. Yeah, the neon blue. But I couldn't rock the neon pink. That's probably one that's best left.
I also want to point out here, I think it was the Dell so announced a new Inspiron PC, what is it here, Dell, with a 360 degrees rotation between laptop. Yeah, exactly. Awesome. And there was another one from, let me scroll out, ThinkPad, I think. Yeah, it's more a business tablet, ThinkPad 10. Mm-hmm. And the ThinkStation MP300. So I think.
Yeah, I was kind of interested by that little ThinkStation MP300. It's a beautiful little tiny device, really, really small. Kind of fits in the palm of your hand. It's also Visa mountable, so it could go on the back of an LCD screen. Cool thing about that, there's actually no screen attached, so you can build your own machine with it. I'm kind of going a little bit old school on that. But really kind of cool piece of hardware.
Yeah.
Overall.
So there's the whole block on the Windows Experience team block.
Yep.
So, and I think if you want to know more about all the devices, then
Yeah, go check out the blog.
Check out the blog, exactly.
So the next thing is the this awesome resource that's just come out. It's the Microsoft Azure HD Insight, the technical overview digital ebook that you can go and download from the Microsoft Press website. The link is going to be in the show notes at the bottom. Kind of cool, interesting information. Call out to Buck Woody, one of the writers of that book. There's a whole bunch of great information inside of this about HD Insight. It's one of those places I really need to go and do some more digging down into kind of the big data space. Yeah, but if you're into the big data thing, it's probably going to be a great place to go and find some info.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, and then Ben Armstrong, he's just blogged very recently about Ubuntu 14.04. Which is the first Linux release to actually support the Gen 2 hypervisor
capability. So with all the awesome stuff that was coming with Gen 2.
Yeah, things like being able to do dynamic memory, being able to use some of the new features around the essentially having the UEFI firmware in there,
and also online backup and everything.
Yeah, all the backup, very very neat stuff. Ben's details for that blog post are down in the show notes, including he's taking a look at his own blog in the picture at the bottom through Firefox running on top of one of his Ubuntu 14.04 VMs, which is always kind of nice.
Cool. So I think we have the EMET now,
the
Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit 4.1. We have an update for that. And the toolkit itself is for deploying and configuring security mitigation technologies. And if you scroll down a little bit, you can see all the updates or what the update is bringing. So one thing is, for example, the shared remote desktop environment is now supported, even if EMET is running on the Windows server, which is quite cool. And the Windows event logging mechanism, so it's you can access more details.
One of the cool things about EMET as well, I obviously like to deploy everything I can through System Center, and you can actually go and deploy EMET through System Center to get it out into your environment. So really is a cool tool for any IT pros that are out there looking after a desktop environment. You should totally go and check that stuff out. EMET will actually help you to protect your environment and secure it against those kind of things that you might need to secure against.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've come up with Xbox. Yeah, not strictly IT Pro related, but we kind of figured that some of you guys out there might have one of those Xbox things.
Absolutely. So yesterday was the start of the E3, I think. Mm-hmm. So and yep. There was a big announcement from Xbox, but also other consoles. And I think we announced pretty cool new games.
Yeah.
For shooter games and. Games for kids as well, and also racing games.
And yeah, just looking down here, I know that you're a bit of a racing gamer, and I can see that we've got Forza Horizon 4 out there. Again, just you notice that pronunciation there. Forza, apparently Forza actually has a silent T in it. Who'd have thought? We have that out there now. You're excited by that?
I am, absolutely, because I'm looking forward for the Nürburgring, for example.
Very cool. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you need to be getting around your local track.
Exactly. And I'm familiar with this track already. So.
Okay. It's always good to be familiar as
and,
possible.
And in addition to that, I think a couple of days before, I received a newsletter because I am an Xbox Gold member, mm-hmm. and there are some pretty new features for Xbox Gold members, like free games mm-hmm. and other awards and something like that. So check it out because. You can get more of your subscription now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you can do with your time off as an IT pro when you're not out there responding to your pager every time it goes off or your mobile phone or whatever in order to go and fix the latest file. Coming up in a few minutes' time, well, actually, right now, is going to be a quick technical interview. We're going to talk to two gentlemen who have just finished presenting an awesome MDM course for us on Microsoft Virtual Academy. And when we come back, we will wrap things up. Welcome to this Edge Show interview. You know, earlier on in this week, I was actually off recording a webcast for MVA, a whole course around how you can manage Windows Phone 8.1 devices using Enterprise Mobility Management inside of ConfigMan and Windows Intune. And these were the guys who were recording the course. These are the knowledgeable technical experts who you'll get hold of if you make a phone call into support. These guys work on the front lines, actually the third lines of support. Guys, do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, certainly. My name is Mike Donosky. As you mentioned, we work in we're support engineers for Microsoft Global Business Support. We handle, like you said, the tier 3 customers. So you're talking about your big enterprise customers. So if you call in at that level, you're going to talk to us, especially if you call in for Windows Phone. This is my colleague here.
Sure. My name is David Alessi. I am Mike's colleague. We're both support topic owners for Windows Phone and the enterprise. Focused on not only supporting our customers, but also coming out with content, and in this case, some MVA videos to show you guys some tips and tricks to learn about all the new content in Windows 8.1.
So I think you guys are probably the first guys that we've had on the Edge Show from CSS for quite a long time.
Cool.
What do you guys actually do on a day-to-day basis? What happens when a case comes in?
Sure. So we have a response time based on severity, just standard support center type mm-hmm. stuff, but we really focus. We're actually doing a lot of proactive work now, too, so we're making sure that customers have the information they need. They can call in if they're getting ready to set something up, and they can actually use their Premier Hours to use that. And then on the reverse, we obviously will always have server down situations, hair on fire, uh-huh. Everyone running around that we like to swoop in and help out with.
So. Of course. So it goes all the way from proactive, making sure customers are trained on what's available and how to configure everything to our best practices, and then also reactive when their hair is on fire.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so you've got like a big bucket of water to be able to throw down the phone.
Yes.
Just kind of help those guys
out. No matter
out. Yeah.
What's your device. So we do everything from server to client to phone. We focus on phone, of course.
So what kind of calls are you getting at the moment for Windows Phone 8.1 type stuff?
Well,
they're out there.
8.1, everyone's trying to figure out how to set up the stuff that we're really covering in the MVA demos, mm-hmm. In the MVA sessions that are going to be available. And we're talking a lot about some of the new features. So a big, big feature that everyone's asking about is assigned access, which we'll kind of show you guys here. And that's our name for sort of being able to lock down through MDM or mobile device management, if you're not familiar. Just kind of lock down the phone to what you kind of want for your corporate image, what's going to look good for you and going to be able to enable your users. If you don't necessarily want them downloading all the hot latest games and tweeting out all of the emails that come in from the corporate environment.
Yeah, so. That could be one of those things that's slightly contentious on a corporately owned device. Imagine that somebody just starts downloading loads of videos or something, goes straight over their allocated bandwidth from your carrier,
yes.
starts incurring lots of, that could just be really bad. There's loads of situations where actually having a device which It's totally locked down, just has one single application on there. Really cool. I'd keep going back to a point of sale as a particular kind of example, because it's one that I've seen. You have a Windows Phone device, you've got like a card reader on the top, you can swipe, just has the apps on there for that point of sale person to actually use at that particular point in time. They don't need everything else, they just need that one application. They also just need that one application to start. That's one of those nice little things that we can do inside of the enterprise management space with Windows Phone 8.1, and one of the things that we've covered in the MVA course, which you can go and have a look at. The details are down at the bottom of the screen. Do you want to give us a quick demo of some of that stuff?
Totally. Yeah, totally. So there's loads of customization. It's all documented out there, so when you're thinking about how you want to start shaping this all together, there's content out there to help you. But
I believe there's a white paper.
You will learn about that. I should get paid for every time I reference a white paper.
I think actually that would be. Yeah, I think that's a very, very good idea. There's one video in the content, by the way, which we're referring to. Turned into a little bit of an infomercial for the white paper.
It's good content. It's hard to avoid.
When you've got a really great white paper, and it has got all of the really key information, like the URIs. We're going to see what URIs are in a second. Has all that key information in there. Really good resource. Go and take a look at it.
So if you're not familiar with SCCM or working in Config Manager, we actually are pretty good about giving top tips if you're a beginner. If you're just trying to focus on doing MDM and figure it out from starting just fresh. Also, we show a little bit of the Intune interface. Our environment, of course, runs the full hybrid setup for on-prem and cloud. So I'm going to show you guys here. If you're not familiar, this is a configuration item. This is how you set your settings that are coming down in the policy. We're actually going to show you this specific config item. We've actually gone in and created a custom setting with a great big XML blob jammed in here in this tiny little entry field. Looks like it shouldn't work, but it does. And
that is a lot of text in a very small box.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we do have a better view for that XML. Here, Mike has it up on the screen. And again, just to plug the white paper one more time, has tons of examples, tons of XMLs that you can use just for as a test. And this is where we got this one, but of course, a lot of customization you can do as well.
Yeah, we've actually got, I can show you guys another, the one that we use that we actually plugged in is a bit shorter than this. And the output is over here on this side of the screen, where you can actually see that we've only enabled Settings, Office, Internet Explorer. And that's all the user's going to be able to see.
Yeah, it's kind of a well locked down, well restricted phone. You've literally just assigned them access to very specific apps. You're rebooting that machine at the moment, restarting that particular phone. That's going to come back with not what you might expect from a Windows phone when you start that thing up.
Exactly. So we'll leave that and let this boot up for a minute. You might have also noticed that Internet Explorer seemed a little darkened out. For that, we're actually using an App Allow Deny List, which is another new feature in Windows Phone 8.1. Totally customizable. Blacklisting, whitelisting, you can fit exactly what you want, so you can leave the store enabled, but deny those apps you don't want your users downloading.
Yep.
Or conversely, you can only allow the apps that you're letting them do, and then also you can throw those out in your company portal so they have easy access.
Right, so if any of you guys are familiar with App Locker, very similar functionality, just instead of on big windows, it's on the phone.
Exactly. So we'll also demo deploying apps.
Yep.
Here's a nice app that we've downloaded and from the Intune trial package and deployed out to our users.
Extensive functionality.
Quite useful.
Yep.
And
Oh, hey, that was the other machine.
Here we are back to our other machine. Of course, we have a corporately sent down password. Super secret. Hey,
whoa.
That's not your standard start screen.
In fact,
in our XML blob, we've enabled auto run for this device. So when a user gets this for the first time and starts it up, they're going to be sent directly to Office. If that's the only app you want them to be using, there you go. You can also you can do inbox apps as well as line of business apps.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fine.
So we could have a device that just started up with Internet Explorer.
Exactly.
Why not?
And then we're showing here just the UI of what it looks like when you've disabled that app. So it's tons of new features, profiles you can configure.
Right. So something else that our customers have been really wanting to be able to manage for their users are VPN, Wi-Fi, certificates, and emails. So not only are all these features enhanced in Windows 8.1, but you can also deploy all these with profiles from your Config Manager console.
Exactly.
Yeah, all direct from one place. One single pane of glass for viewing everything inside of your organization. You can see your mobile devices, which could be Windows Phone, could be iPhones, Android devices, We can also help you manage your OS X devices, as well as all of your traditional Windows desktops, all through one single pane of glass. And if you want to see exactly how to do that, watch these guys doing their MBA course. Links are down at the bottom of the screen. And obviously, if you want to speak to these two guys, well, just pick up the phone and call support. They're the guys that are going to be on the other end. No, I'm joking. Don't use your Premiere hours just to talk to two awesome guys. Lots of other reasons for doing it. Thanks very much for watching the Edge Show interview today. I'm going to hand back to whoever's doing the news in the studio. Thanks very much. Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed that particular video. I recorded it a while ago, at the same time as I recorded the MDM course with those two guys, with David and with Mike. Great course. Go and take a look at that on Microsoft Virtual Academy. I'll pop a link in the show notes that are at the bottom of the video.
Yeah, and we are done.
We're done
for today.
Yeah, we can go home. We can
have some almost. Videos. So let's. If you have any comments, anything, just drop it up in the box down here. In the comments field?
Yeah, in the comments field. Your Twitter is?
My Twitter is Heike Ritter, but you can read it as well on the page down there.
And you'll find me at SlyMonster, again, down at the bottom there. And you can follow the show at TN Edge. And if they want to get hold of us on Facebook.
Yeah, you can like us on the Yet Show on Channel 9. Yep. I think you know the whole...
It's the URL is Facebook or fb.com/...
Channel 9 Edge Show.
It's down there. Just have a look down there. You'll see it at the bottom of the screen. Thanks very much for joining us. We're going to go and grab ourselves a slight refreshment. Thanks very much for watching.
Bye.